This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There have been new street demonstrations in Hong Kong, where the legislature has called off what could have been today's critical session. Lawmakers were set to debate an extradition bill that would include extradition to China. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma has filed a late report.
The afternoon violence marked a major escalation in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory's biggest political crisis in years. It came after protesters earlier in the day forced the delay of a debate over a contentious bill, which, if passed, would allow criminal suspects in Hong Kong to be sent for trial in mainland China. The overwhelmingly young crowd moved fast in waves, and when some appeared to have breached the police cordon, they encountered a strong response, which included non-lethal projectiles fire. The protests are seen as a challenge to China's ruling Communist Party and President Xi Jinping. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Here in Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump's eldest son will testify on Capitol Hill some hours from now. His appearance will be in private session. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Senators want to discuss answers Donald Trump Jr. gave Intelligence Committee staff in a 2017 interview, as well as answers he gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in a separate interview. President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, told a House committee earlier this year that he had briefed Trump Jr. approximately 10 times about a plan to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. But Trump Jr. had told the Senate Judiciary Committee he was only peripherally aware of the proposal. Other topics are expected to include the Trump Tower meeting with a Russian lawyer that captured the interest of special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Sudan's opposition leaders have agreed to end their campaign of civil disobedience and strikes and resume talks with the country's military rulers with the aim of moving power back to a civilian government. In turn, the ruling junta has reportedly agreed to release its political prisoners. This is VOA News from Washington.